81 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries, 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah 11 is one of the most celebrated passages in the book of Isaiah, rich in its imagery and profound in its theological implications. It speaks of a shoot coming up from the stump of Jesse, symbolizing the emergence of a new and righteous leader from the lineage of David. This prophecy is deeply messianic, both in its original Jewish context and in its Christian interpretation. Let's explore this prophecy. Isaiah 11:1, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." Jesse was the father of King David, and the reference to his stump signifies the lineage of David. The imagery of a stump suggests something that has been cut down or destroyed, reflecting the state of the Davidic dynasty at the time, which had fallen far from its former glory. The shoot and branch that arise from this stump symbolize new growth or a new beginning. This is indicative of a leader who would come from David's line, yet would be different, bringing renewal and change. Verse 2, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord." The passage emphasizes that this new leader will be endowed with the Spirit of the Lord, granting wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. This is in stark contrast to the kings of Isaiah's time, who often lacked these divine qualities. Verses 3-4, "And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth." Unlike the corrupt leaders of his day, this future leader would judge with righteousness and equity, especially favoring the poor and the meek. This aspect of the prophecy highlights a significant shift towards justice and moral integrity. Verses 6-9, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." One of the most striking elements of this prophecy is the description of a harmonious kingdom where natural enemies live together in peace: the wolf with the lamb, the leopard with the goat, and the lion with the calf. This symbolizes a time of universal peace and harmony, not just for Israel, but for all creation. In Jewish eschatology, this passage is often understood as describing the Messianic Age, a future time of peace and righteousness. The focus is more on a collective redemption and the restoration of Israel. Christians interpret this prophecy as being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the shoot from Jesse's stump, embodying the qualities outlined in Isaiah and inaugurating a kingdom marked by peace and justice. Isaiah 11 has been a source of hope and inspiration for generations. In times of despair or moral decay, it offers a vision of a just and peaceful world. The passage's depiction of a harmonious world extends beyond human relationships to include all of creation, suggesting an ecological as well as a socio-political reading. The qualities ascribed to the leader arising from Jesse's stump set a standard for ethical and righteous leadership, emphasizing fairness, concern for the marginalized, and reliance on divine guidance. Isaiah foretells of a leader who would rule with righteousness and justice. This leader, stemming from Jesse's lineage, symbolizes a new kind of kingship, distinct from the corrupt and unjust rulers of Isaiah's time. The emphasis is on fair judgment, especially for the poor and marginalized, signifying a society where the vulnerable are protected and uplifted. Righteousness in this context extends beyond legal justice. It implies a moral rectitude embedded in the very fabric of society. It's about creating a world where ethical principles guide every action, particularly in leadership. The imagery of natural predators living in harmony with their prey speaks to a profound transformation of the natural order. This is not just peace between nations or individuals, but a cosmic peace affecting all creation. The prophecy also suggests a world where harm and destruction are absent, underlined by the powerful image of a child playing near a snake's den without fear. This points to a restoration of the world to a state of innocence and safety. Jesus' ministry was marked by a commitment to justice, often challenging the societal norms of his time. He reached out to the marginalized, the poor, the sick, the sinners, offering them compassion and dignity. His teachings and parables frequently emphasized justice and fairness, aligning with the vision set forth in Isaiah. Jesus introduced a new understanding of righteousness. It wasn't just about adherence to the law, but about a transformation of the heart leading to a life reflective of God's love and grace. This internal transformation leads to outward acts of justice and righteousness. Jesus is often referred to as the Prince of Peace, mirroring Isaiah's prophecy. His message was one of peace and reconciliation, not just as an absence of conflict, but as a proactive cultivation of harmonious relationships, both with God and among people. In his Sermon on the Mount and other teachings, Jesus laid out the ethic of a new kingdom. It was marked by attitudes and actions such as mercy, purity of heart, and peacemaking, reflecting the ideals of peace and righteousness in Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah's vision and its embodiment in Jesus' life provide a timeless model for leadership and societal structures. They offer guiding principles for creating communities based on fairness, moral integrity, and compassion. The themes from Isaiah 11 and their fulfillment in Jesus' ministry call for both personal transformation and social action. They encourage individuals to cultivate inner peace and righteousness and to actively work towards a just and peaceful society. Isaiah 11 provides a rich and multi-layered prophecy, pointing to a future leader who will bring about a radical transformation, a reign of peace, justice, and righteousness. The prophecy in Isaiah 11 and its embodiment in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ offer a powerful and hopeful vision of a world governed by justice, righteousness, and peace. This vision continues to inspire and challenge individuals and societies to reflect these values in their lives and institutions, striving towards a world that mirrors the harmonious kingdom prophesied by Isaiah and inaugurated by Jesus. Father, we thank you for the hope and promise revealed in Isaiah 11, a vision of a world transformed by justice, righteousness, and peace. We pray for the courage and wisdom to embody these values in our lives, following the example set by Jesus Christ. May your Spirit guide us to be agents of change, bringing your vision of a harmonious and just world into reality. Help us to see all creation through your eyes of love and compassion. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.